Good morning.
Good morning.
We'll do our last segment on the Midah of Chesed. Yesterday, Rabbi Edelman spoke about there are sometimes limitations to Chesed. I want to speak about one interesting limitation. It might be a drop over 2 minutes, I'm sorry. But we find an interesting relationship between the candles of last week's Parsha and the word Gemilos Chasadim, Gomel Chasadim. We say that the world doesn't stand on Chesed, the world stands on Gemilos Chasadim. The Mepharshim say that Gemilos Chasadim means not just a loose form of anything goes, anything flies. I'll just give with no expectation back, with no growth in the person that we're giving to. But Gemilos Chasadim is similar to the camel in that it's weaned off of its source. A camel is the animal that could go the furthest away from society, the furthest away from habitation, from food and water. And the real goal of Chesed, even though Avraham Avinu set up a standard of Chesed of just give, but after Matan Torah teaches us that the true Amud of Chesed is Gomel Chasadim. When you do Chesed with somebody, that eventually gives him the ability to be on his own, to be independent. One of those things is what I think a lot of people might be celebrating tomorrow, and that is Thanksgiving. I hate to speak about it from a bima in front of an aron, but the Gemara says that when you give to somebody who does not recognize the need to thank back, giving thanks is somewhat of a giving. It's not that much. It's just a karsa tov. It's just recognition. But giving thanks is that first step in which the other person has an expectation of doing something back. When you're giving to the person, you're not just giving with no end in sight, but at least there's something that the other person expects to do back, and that is to give thanks, to give odah. As a matter of fact, it's forbidden to give to a person who won't show any appreciation back. We should all be zaycha to give as much as we can without limitation.